patient named Ashley Jaquez, spelled J-A-C-Q-U-E-Z. Date of birth is 8/12/85. Date of service 3/18/23. This is a 37-year-old female patient here today needing a refill of her blood pressure med. She is currently taking Atenolol Chlorothalidone 50-25. She takes it twice a day. She tells me it well controls her blood pressure. Her blood pressure today is 121 over 76. Furthermore, today the patient has no other complaints. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no activity intolerance. She has normal bowel movements and normal urination habit, normal activity level as well. She is able to carry on her daily function in a normal form and fashion. Once again, she is here just for the refill of the blood pressure medication. Vital signs, blood pressure 125 over 76, pulse 53, respiration 16, temperature 96.6, oxygenation 99% on room air. Current weight 180, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, as above, medical history, hypertension, surgical history, hernia. She also has tubal ligation. Social history, she smokes 1/2 pack cigarettes on a daily basis. Period and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Not in any distress. Seems to be not doing well. A pleasant demeanor. No anxiety. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, no tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area is clear as well, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, rate in the exam room is 62, oxygenating at 98% on my pulse ox monitor, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen mildly obese, soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period to paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension, well controlled. We will refill her blood pressure medication. I've advised her we will need to do labs at the next office visit in 3 months. I reviewed her labs with her as well, and this is from June of last year. Cholesterol was mildly elevated at 215. Her A1C was 5.4 within normal limits. Thyroid was normal as well at 1.2. Her blood white blood cell count was elevated at 11.7, but she said she had a severe urinary tract infection at that time. Her vitamin D level was low at 24. I've advised her to take an over-the-counter vitamin D3 tablet on a daily basis, and when she comes back in 3 months, we will recheck her labs.